Can you do the payroll thing?
The budget.
Can you go to the payroll tab?
Yep.
And follow me just real quickly. I don't think those are all full-time people right now. I don't know. I mean, when I pull this report out, it just pulls the people out and the hourly wage that they make. And
times 40 hours. Right.
What are you going to use, 24?
25,000 is what I'm going to use.
222, was that what you were
using? 25,064 is what I'm going to use as a hypothetical.
Are those people that I have listed in payroll, are they all full-time? Because I think it's at least one.
Are we all?
Not.
I don't know. To know the answer that way. I know what you're saying.
Down, second one down, I don't believe.
Danny, without me saying a name here out loud.
Guys, give me a number.
$25,064. You wanted a number, I gave you a number.
Well, can we just do a total salary line here on the right? Mm-hmm. Currently we're at 176. Last year, in 11, we approved 160.
Yeah, hold on. I would go 160 plus 25,000.
Perfect. 185 for now. It'll be 185.
460. Salary line, of course, you said, say it again?
185. Total salary expense.
185. Okay.
If, in fact, we give increases, it's going to be added. If we set salaries, if they're going
to
be...
The only other thing on here, go down here to one thing.
I'd rather have it higher than lower.
A couple things I was going to do from a revenue perspective. We'll leave the revenues the way they are. You have an increase of $50,000 in the total other expenses over last year. We had landfill services to $650 versus $600. That was the increase.
What?
Yeah. You want me to go through the budget real fast?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed except that one line item.
Well,
I have
973.8, so there's something else that's changed. Is that what you got?
There's 200 in water and sewer, 300 electricity.
You have 973.8 total.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. We'll just start at the top. Sorry. Got it.
So you got 500,000 as a fund balance, potentially.
Correct.
Is your total revenue 869.5, or are you suggesting something else?
I have 869.5.
Let's leave it right now for 869.5.
Salaries are 185.
Correct.
Office expense?
2950.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Equipment expense?
69,000.
I'm looking at one thing here. Here's the equipment issue. We have to buy a trailer next year.
Put it in.
It's $50,000. We have to buy a trailer.
So that equipment expense, instead of being 40, could be 50 BDRI or not?
Yes. If we went to 50, from 40 to 50, that gets us a trailer. Because we have a trailer that's in trouble.
Okay. What we have currently budgeted has a carryover of $116,900
2013. We've also budgeted $200,000 of contingency that we don't spend. If you go further down the line.
I see it.
Okay.
And
we
haven't changed some of those, too.
We haven't looked at an increase out there all the time. That's something else we need to evaluate. A fee increase. It's been years since we've done a fee increase.
What about a fee decrease?
Well, I
don't say that lightly. Are we? If we have more revenues than what we're spending,
we're deficit spending right now.
It's going the other direction.
We're going the other direction.
Really? I've been telling you that for
2 years at least.
Then how can we have a fund balance with a positive at the end of this following expenses?
We started with 500,000. Now we're ending the year with 101,000 based off what I've got.
The 500,000, Ron, came down from 800 and some thousand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what the reason it came down was 773, but the year before that it was over 800,000.
For any of the dollars in the past few years, did General County Revenue supplement the transfer station?
Not a
dime.
No.
Okay, so we're not going to be able to transfer those back then. All right, go ahead. 185, 29. 50.
I would like to do the equipment purchase to 50,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
That puts you at 79,000, right, Rick?
Yes.
Total. Okay. And then we had landfill services to 650, which really, our bid came out as the same as last year, so our tipping fees are the same. So we can move that down, back down to 600,000. I would like to 600,000.
I want to go back to what Ron said there, though. Did Rick, did a past employee do the administrative duties as far as, did they get paid any of that out of their salary?
Here. Let me give you a name. You know what I'm talking about?
Up until 3 or 4 years ago, Danny, I did not do any administration costs from transfer station. At that point...
Is that big enough words?
Letters.
At that point, when we were...
There's two words on there, though.
When we were looking at administration costs, we recognized that, hey, we're doing a lot of administration for transfer station. Yeah. So I built a little spreadsheet to estimate the administration costs.
Yeah.
And we have, for the past 3-4 years, taken those as a transfer. If you're not going to do a transfer, then you figure something different, probably, because those costs are there and they're being spent.
I do have a point of clarification. If we add an employee, we're going to have to reduce the transfers into Road and Bridge's revenue. Because 10,000 of that 25 that we put as revenue for Road and Bridge will go away if we hire an employee. Just to confuse things for you.
You want to know what he's saying?
If we're addressing the transfer issue of lack of personnel, that won't be that same much revenue coming into it.
So you think we're hitting double on it because we're using going to use the transfer of Road Bridge employee?
Right. Yeah, the revenue transfer into Road and Bridge.
But we will be reducing expenses in Road and Bridge too, so it's gonna be a wash.
Yes, once it's all said and done, it should. Well, let's just deal with that in a second. You're right, that will reduce it per payroll and reduce the benefits.
Yeah, well, something you haven't addressed here is the fact that the transfer station, we're gonna put one full time mechanic down there, is what you said.
Well, we need to, because I'm telling you, we have a full-time mechanic doing transfer station repairs.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand where you're coming from with what you're saying, though.
But just a second ago?
Yeah.
When we cover the scale house, so if we're shorthanded a driver, the road and bridge does it, and the transfer station pays it, and the road bridge sees it as a revenue line. If we take and put a full-time employee into transfer station, we don't have to pay for a road bridge person.
We're adding two people. We're adding two people to the transfer station.
Where do we have the other mechanic?
We haven't added yet, but the mechanic, one of the two mechanics.
Well, and we would take it away from Road Bridge, right?
Correct.
Right.
So we just depleted over there. We picked up a little cash from Road Bridge.
Yes.
Let's put it in here. So the 185 raises to what?
Well, we need to add the one of the mechanics' names.
Well, without a name.
30,000.
So we're going to go 15, 15, 215.
Right. You think he gets paid more than that?
Yeah. Both them boys.
Let me see.
Make it 220.
Let me tell you what it is here.
Guys, we're gonna change this. I just want a starting figure.
31,000 is one of them, Dana. So
yeah.
Let's leave it at 30,000 for now.
All right. You think that's the highest price?
Well, I just want to...
Okay.
It puts us at 220. Is that right? 215?
I put 215.
215.
All right. I'm making it out here. 215, and we're adding 1, 2, 3. We're adding him and all right.
Any other changes in other expense? Rick, you're going to have to adjust loggers.
Yeah, I have to adjust loggers.
We'll give you two names to adjust.
Will you do that?
You can do that.
I'll be glad to do it. Just give me the numbers.
And
I'll give you the names.
Mark, whatever the balance is that you need one way or another, give him a line to take that out of.
Why now?
is going to need to balance.
Without deficit spending, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to be deficit spending with the amount of money that you have left over here.
Going with the same principle you use for Golden Bridge, actual revenues, not including carryover, balancing with actual expenses.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so we're going to have to increase revenues.
Is 407, line 407, is that a part-time or is that a...
407, where are you at? 407.
460.
Yeah.
407. 10, 407.
10, 407. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just going with the last.
They aren't there anymore.
I don't have it.
That person's not there.
So you got them on the actuals, and that's wasn't a part-timer, so they're not there no more.
Yeah, they aren't there anymore. I don't actually...
I never did ever remember who that was.
I don't either.
She's been paid some this year.
That's where I'm going with this. Was that a part-timer?
That's what I was asking about earlier again.
Yeah, but she has been paid great recently.
This year.
Yeah, but I'm also telling you that there's 460.10-962.
Yeah, that's no good.
He got paid.
Not this year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because he's only been here 12 months.
Hasn't been paid this year. Out of the transfer station.
Someone paid him. We paid him from GCR. Because he was working part-time out there.
I'm sure that was this year.
Without a doubt.
Possibly she runs through the other line, but I can't imagine she would have.
Ron to
agree with him against all he worked, remember?
Yeah. I'm thinking it happened in 2010, because it shows in 2010.
Yeah, you may be right, Rick.
We're upside down by about $150,000 expenses of revenues.
I'm surprised it's that close.
You're surprised? You got what, Jim?
We're deficit spent about $150,000 in this account.
What are you showing as expenses now?
I show our expenses, total expenses, to $1,228,428.
So I still got something that's not the same as yours.
Yeah, I have the same either.
Yeah.
You have the total other expenses.
Total other expenses is $923,800.
What I
got that.
What do you got in total benefit? Employee benefit?
$30,250. That's what's.
I've got that.
Okay. Okay. Formulas. I'm just checking the formulas here.
Maybe mine's wrong. I didn't check mine.
Oh, I know why it's wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're not wanting to make this one. It doesn't matter if this one balances.
Not right this second, does it? We're going to have to adjust.
Because we need to get the carryover.
1,251,600.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, I didn't add a 215 correctly. Salary change.
And so if you take the 200,000 contingency out of there, you're...
Now, one thing reality is here, guys, transfers to Road and Bridge need to come out of here.
Well, I think transfers to GCR. I think you need to look at that, too.
Okay, I see what you did here. Okay.
How far do you say we're upside down?
Well, just doing simple math is...
150 to 200,000.
Shouldn't be.
I'll tell you exactly.
200,000 contingency.
Yeah. Well, with contingency still in there, I'm 382.
182.
Okay, so 182.
182.
Yeah. I'm at 382. That's
well, 382 and then minus the 200,000. So I'm at 182,000 upside down. That's why it indicates that we've got to look at our rates.
Well,
we are the cheapest around.
I know, but we have known for some time that was on a constant increase and needed to be adjusted. We talked about it.